Yeah, well, I worked for the PMG and Telecom, as it was later to become, for from 1963, interrupted in 67 to 69 by 2 years national service. I was conscripted, and on the 1st of February 69, I went back to my job with the PMG, which was as an electronics communications technician. And one of our, or my area was actually from Sydney to Albury and Sydney to Bega and Sydney out west to Griffith, installing microwave radio links and radio systems wherever I was needed to go. That's where I went. And sometime in early 69, we were informed that there was a big job on, which involved a mission to the moon. I don't remember too much about how it was all organized, but one day we were told that we had to pick up some equipment. There was a truck coming down from Sydney with some AWA technicians who were going to work alongside us, and they were supplying the link equipment. And we had to go to a place called Honeysuckle Creek, which was south of Canberra, and install some equipment there. There was going to be a link from Honeysuckle Creek via Williamsdale, which was an established PMG microwave repeater, back to Red Hill in Canberra. So basically, we installed the radio equipment, and some linemen, riggers installed the dishes and the waveguides up the tower, or the towers. There was one at Honeysuckle Creek, and there was another one outside Honeysuckle Creek on a clearing, which had two dishes on it, with connected by a piece of waveguide called a passive repeater. And the signal from Honeysuckle Creek went to this passive repeater, and then at an oblique angle to Williamsdale, and from Williamsdale then to Red Hill in Canberra. The link from Honeysuckle to Williamsdale comprised AWA equipment, which had been used for outside broadcasts by AWA, doing such things as the races, car races, etc., in Sydney and around Sydney, and I don't know where else. And they stationed their end of the link at Williamsdale on the hill in one of their OB vans. And we connected the OB van to the PMG equipment inside Williamsdale building with cables just across on a strainer wire, as I remember. And that was the link, basically, from Honeysuckle Creek to Canberra, which was established for Apollo 11. Okay, well, the link was an established microwave link. Was in place from Red Hill in Canberra to Williamsdale and south via Bredbow to Cooma, and from Cooma down to Bega and via the Brown Mountain television station. And the link that the ABC TV pictures used to go on this established link. So it was just a matter of tapping into the link at Williamsdale and inserting the signal there that came from Honeysuckle Creek so that it could be switched and sent to Canberra and thus off to America via various different directions. Everything was covered so that if there happened to be a failure in one direction, they could easily switch the signal via another link. There was a microwave link from Canberra to Sydney. There was also a terrestrial coaxial cable from Canberra to Sydney that were both able to be switched into with the signals coming from the moon. Basically, this OB van, the outside broadcast van of AWA, was parked outside Williamsdale out in the weather, connecting a cable up the tower to a dish which was facing back to Honeysuckle Creek. And the video, audio cables, power cables, etc., went across a strainer wire into the building, into Williamsdale. this van sat out on the hill in all the weather, very cold weather, winds, because it was July, middle of winter, and it was very bitter. I was lucky that I wasn't out at Williamsdale during the mission. I happened to be in Canberra, in Red Hill, but I was on duty for 24 hours or more. I remember I didn't go home. I used to live in Queanbeyan, and I didn't get to go home all the time the mission was active. And the men at Williamsdale, the AWA technicians, were able to use our building and our kitchen facilities, such as they were, to make a cup of tea, etc., and some food. But they were in this OB van out on the side of the hill in the weather all the time. Yes, it was like microwave sites were. They were on, right on top of a hill with no trees, because trees only impeded the signals.
Mm.
So it was on top of a bare hill. It's beside the highway, I think it's the Monero Highway, outside Williamsdale Township. The site is still there today. The microwave tower is still in use, I presume, and the original building and tower are still on the hill right out as you drive up from Cooma to Canberra. So it's a pretty exposed position. Outside of Honeysuckle Creek, outside the security gates, there was a cleared area, and there was a guide tower put up because there was no line of sight situation from Honeysuckle Creek to Williamsdale. But from this tower, which was only about 750 millimetres to a kilometre away from the main Honeysuckle building, there was line of sight through a gap in the hills. So they beamed the signal from Honeysuckle, or we beamed the signal from Honeysuckle Creek to this temporary tower, and then it was redirected through this gap in the hills over to Williamsdale. I was the technician. I had a senior technician above me, was Trevor Gray, and we had one technician's assistant that I know of. His name was Bob McFadden, and I've been trying to think if there was any others that were directly worked on the link. There were other tech assistants that came and went from time to time, but there was no other permanent tech assistant or technicians that were actually on the mission. There were various linemen, riggers and linemen, that put up the tower, put up the temporary tower, and they put up the dishes and waveguides up the tower for the communications. There was quite a few of those, and they came and went, and we didn't actually see them because they did the job, put the dishes up, put the waveguides and all the cables up the tower, and then they were gone. They'd go to another site, and then we'd come in later and connect the radio equipment to it all, and then line the dishes up and get it all going.
And how high was this guide tower outside the Honeysuckle Gate?
I have an idea. It was about 150 to 180 feet in the old terms, which had put it at about 50 metres.
So it was a fairly serious tower.
Yes, it was. Mm. It was quite a tall tower. It had, just from my remembrance, it had two or three sets of guy wires to keep it up in place. You climbed it by climbing the rungs of the tower on the outside of the thing. It wasn't a really secure situation to be working on. It wasn't all that bad a position because it was more secluded down in amongst the hills. But I presume when it snowed, it wasn't really good. But I didn't happen to be there when it snowed.
Mm. What did you have installed at Red Hill? Any equipment you had to put in that was different?
Yes, there was a patch, what's called a patch panel or a patch rack, was a full size 19 inch by 6 foot high rack with panels in it, which all had all sockets for every possibility of connecting signals, video and audio signals, from Honeysuckle Creek to Sydney via microwave links, via the terrestrial coax cable. Every microwave bearer, every microwave link that was available had a standby connection into this patch rack. And our technician's assistant, he sat there for weeks on and off when he wasn't doing anything other major job, connecting up cables, putting connectors on cables and putting them in this rack. And I helped from time to time when he needed cables run here, there and everywhere. And it was quite a job running and connecting all these cables to every possible situation that might happen.
Do you have any particular remembrances of what it was like on the day and what you saw or how it felt?
Basically, it was just another job that we were doing. We didn't see it as anything. Well, it was marvellous that it happened, and we saw basically the same pictures as the world saw, but albeit we saw them before the world, because they came to us only second after Honeysuckle Creek and Williamsdale. We saw the pictures, and it's hard to remember how we felt. I know that after the mission, we felt a little bit deflated because all the plaudits and all the congratulations went to mostly Americans and all the American tracking stations, etc., and there wasn't a whole lot of publicity for the Australian link, so to speak. And of course, there was the backup power for the stations. There was diesel generators in Red Hill and Williamsdale, which were on for the complete mission. They didn't turn the diesel generators off. And I did hear that diesel generators were on every microwave station, at least, that carried signals from the moon to America. There was no breakdown of power. As well as the mains, of course, the diesel generators were on standby and they would have been switched in if there'd been a power failure anywhere.
The PMG contribution to the television and to the entire mission was really quite major, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. We were the missing link. If we hadn't had put that link in and had it working when Armstrong jumped onto the moon, no one would have seen it, basically. We were Honeysuckle Creek, and the PMG were the main source of signals.
This interview with PMG technician Bruce Eckert was conducted by Colin McKellar on Tuesday, the 2nd of June, 2009.